And that's why I think your comparison with the football match are very relevant and very appropriate. We are not at a football game. This isn't a sport. Hundreds and thousands of people are dying every day. And what people don't understand, what people in the Western Hemisphere do not comprehend, I think, is that this is not a game between Ukraine and Russia. And this isn't a game between Russia and NATO and America, for example. This is the beginning, the early stage of the world war. It's not going to be confined within the Ukrainian or Russian borders. This is the beginning. This is the story which will affect each and every family in Poland and Hungary, in France and Spain or United Kingdom, the United States, Latin America, the Middle East, and certainly South Asia won't be just observers and outsiders to that process. This is the beginning. So I think that the most important thing today is to, and this is why I think our conversation today is very timely and is needed. The most important problem is how we can, rebuild the international solidarity between the working people, which was ruined, which was deconstructed after the fall of the USSR. And that solidarity movement is extremely necessary today. We are on the brink of some calamity, of horrific events, which we, I think, don't understand completely. We are not fully aware of the dangers that we are facing as a humanity, not as you know, Russian communists or European leftists. And for that, the primary condition for rebuilding such understanding between the working classes of the world, the primary condition is the evidence that each and every socialist movement, each and every communist party or a tiny Marxist circle, each and every one of us are mostly focused on fighting our own domestic bourgeoisie. For example, I can tell you a lot of things about, you know, Biden and US imperialism and the downsides of the evacuation process and the Hurricane Katrina. But this is not my number one priority. I have to be focused on what is happening in my courtyard. And only on such condition we can start talking frankly to each other and regain trust between the socialist movements of various countries.